between your teams and the news of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace.
Who is pleasant to listen to?
With Caroline Fenton, Willie Donick, and former NFL wide receiver Derek Mason.
You are hands down my favorite radio personalities of all time.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
With no further ado,
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are brought to you by the New Zen Sports Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Download the Zen Sports Sportsbook app today. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. Willie D, Derek Mason, happy Monday. How we doing?
Happy Monday. I'm doing great, man. Put my feet on the ground this morning. I'm here.
That's so all
I'm
you
doing
can ask
great.
For.
Absolutely.
It's great. We're on the road here in Vermont. Great to have a show out here. Do you guys feel that? It's like in the 60s outside. What's going on?
It is freezing.
Man, is this June cold. In Nashville?
What it's not doing? It's not summertime yet, so.
It's not summer yet.
Yeah, technically right? It's not summertime.
Still spring weather.
Me and my son was trying to figure that out. Was it yesterday? Yeah. And he said, is it summertime yet? Because the temperature had dropped a little yesterday because it was raining. And then I was like, I don't know. I think it is. Maybe it's like, no, it's not summertime yet. So he looked it up. It's like, yeah, it doesn't start till June 20th. 23rd, somewhere around
we've
there.
We've got plenty of time for it to heat up.
Yeah, absolutely,
Willie. Enjoy winter time, everybody, on June 12th.
Oh, man, I'm loving it. I love this weather.
I hate it. Need to be hotter.
Needs to be hot, needs to be humid,
exactly.
Getting 90 degrees with 100% humidity. Staff member Nick is here as well. Nick, how we doing?
Staff member's doing great. Derek and I had a good time Friday night. And, yeah, good weekend. Another wedding under the books for me. Mm. So I think everyone else can put their wagers on Caroline and I for the rest of the summer. I'd like to hear what Willie and Derek think about that this summer, maybe.
Do you have another one?
I have an engagement party this weekend. So not a wedding.
Okay.
But a pregame to a wedding.
A pregame. As of now, you don't have a wedding. Something can pop up now.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never say never.
I think people just send, like, wedding invitations to your house, like.
Like
they don't
she'll
even
probably
know you.
Be there.
They don't even know you.
Yeah,
just,
it's like how people send their extra Caroline wedding Fitton. Invitations, yeah. Like to the White House, or send it to Beyonce. They just send it to me, just for S's and G's.
Exactly.
Well, let's get into it because the big news of the weekend: DeAndre Hopkins is in Nashville. So on his Instagram story, he posted getting picked up in a very bougie little Sprinter van, a tricked-out Sprinter van, was in Nashville. He also posted an Instagram story at CMA Fest last night. He saw Tim McGraw. Mm-hmm. So DeAndre Hopkins taking his official visit to the Tennessee Titans. Got to Nashville yesterday. He's headed to New England next. Maybe, because we have some developments, potential developments, in the DeAndre Hopkins saga. Bill Belichick, of course, head coach, New England Patriots, was asked about DeAndre Hopkins' visit to New England. This is what Bill Belichick had to say.
DeAndre Hopkins in tomorrow. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Talk to him. I've been working through it. I'm not sure.
Okay. So when asked about the visit, I don't know about that. I talked to him.
He doesn't know
We're
about that?
We're working through it.
Yeah.
What do we make of it?
Whatever, Bill.
Bill.
Bill's being Bill? He's denying that DeAndre Hopkins is even visiting?
That's just Bill.
He doesn't know. Oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He's,
even though he's
the coach.
Sort of like
he's
the
last
gym.
To know.
Yeah. He just does. He doesn't keep track.
Yeah. He's he worried about know. The guys that are in the building now. Not the guys that are potentially coming.
Even though
he's got no say. He has no say in the decision.
Even though he's the general manager and the coach.
Exactly. He still has
he
no
know.
Say. No, he don't know. They don't inform him of anything.
He doesn't know.
He's the last to know in that organization.
He has to sign
inflated
in.
Footballs. He doesn't know.
Yeah. He is simply just a you know small part.
Walk
of that
through, film the walkthrough. He didn't know anything about that.
He didn't know anything about the special teams coach going a couple of hours over the limit.
No, he didn't know about that.
You know, last month.
Yeah.
He didn't know about that.
He didn't know
at
about
all.
Any sort of spying
violations. No, he doesn't know about that stuff. So why in the hell would he know about DeAndre Hopkins coming to New England to visit?
It may not be about knowing if he's about the visit. Uh-huh. It could be he doesn't know if he is going to visit because they have a visit planned, but he doesn't know what's going to come next. Could that mean that things went so well in Nashville that DeAndre Hopkins put pen to paper?
No, not at all. But he understands.
Not at all?
Yeah, he understands players and he understands situations. And he's like, listen, I don't know. He's more than like, he's scheduled. We want him to come. He's scheduled to come, but you never know. He may not get out of Nashville, or he may choose to go, I don't know, Cleveland somewhere, and somebody may offer him a contract. So, you know, I can understand what he's saying. You know, the question should have been asked a little bit differently than the answer probably would have come out, because basically he did answer it honestly, because you never know when a guy go on a first visit, they may end up signing with the team. So he's like, I don't know. I've talked to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because he understands that D-Hop just may sign with the Titans and not make it to New England. So I get his answer.
I mean, I'm planning on going home after the show, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I might stop and get something to eat.
Yeah, you could.
I might get a phone call and say, you got to go over here.
Uh-huh.
So absolutely. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, but I.
But you did make plans on leaving here to go home.
That's my plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I think their plan is to have DeAndre Hopkins there.
Yeah, but anything can happen.
He could announce that he's going to any number of places. Yeah. He's going to go and play in a brand new NFL Europe, or I don't know. Nah. I mean, anything could happen.
It just depends.
I think Bill knows, though.
Yeah.
I think Bill knows.
Whatever it is, Bill knows.
Well, I mean.
So do we not think that has anything to do related to
no.
the Titans?
No,
nothing.
I don't think it has.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the Titans. It's just he understands, you know, how this game works. And, you know, when you. Because I'm sure if he had went to New England first and you asked Vrabel that same question, Vrabel would answer it in sort of that same way.
Then that's the hard thing for me to definitively decide how I feel, is because with Bill Belichick, like, I can't believe a single word that comes out of his mouth.
Of course not.
He doesn't want to answer any question at all. He is going to give you as little information as possible. But with that being said, we don't know any information about DeAndre Hopkins. If we find out any information about how D-Hop's visit went with the Titans, of course we'll be the first ones to inform you of it. But if DeAndre Hopkins does leave Nashville and heads to New England for his visit that apparently Bill Belichick knows nothing about, do we think that's a good sign, a bad sign, indifferent? What do we make if DeAndre Hopkins does leave Nashville without signing a contract?
Well, I guess we can assume or speculate that, okay, if he does leave, he's not coming back. Because we want to believe that there was a contract offer, not necessarily to him, but to his representative. Because right. they're not going to sit there and say, hey, listen, this is what we want to give you. You know, and no, they're going to talk to his representative. And as they're touring the building, as they're doing whatever, they're going to talk to the representatives and say, okay, this is what we're looking at. This is what we can, you know, give your client. And, you know, if he does leave out, we can only assume that the contract wasn't to his liking. Because what we're hearing is he wants somewhere in that OBJ range. You know, being paid, what is it, $15 million, $16 million?
Now, if they offered him that.
Yeah. I think he would stay. If they offered him that, I think he would stay.
But I wouldn't be happy about that. I hope that they didn't offer him that. That's a bad deal. That is a bad deal that the Ravens signed him to.
Well, it looks like a bad deal right now. Because technically, really, it's only a one-year deal. You know, with OBJ and the Ravens, and if it works out,
yes, but it's going to cost them for the next few years. They're going to spread that money out,
of course.
And so if it bombs, which it could,
yeah, you're right.
Then you're going to be paying for that for about 4 years.
But it's not in a sense going to handicap your ball club just because you wrote OBJ that check. It's not going to handicap your ball club. Now, people may be upset. Fans may be upset. You wasted the money and it didn't work out. But it's not going to handicap you as a organization.
You don't have to give up the picks.
Exactly. I think the same thing with the Titans.
But the Ravens are trying to win. So I understand that.
They're in a different position.
The Titans are in a different spot. They're kind of in between this. We'd kind of like to win. We want to give it a run. Hey, we got Tannehill. We got Henry. We got Byard. We want to give it a run. But we're also cognizant of the fact that these guys are getting up there in age, mm-hmm. and in another year or two, we need to have more draft capital than we have. We need to make smart decisions with our cap. We need cap space to do this. And so you're doubling down if you go that high, that type of deal. That's not a smart deal. So if that's what it takes to sign him, I'm passing. That's me. We're all excited right now because mm-hmm. he came to Nashville and everything. If they sign him to that deal, it's a bad deal.
Well, it all depends on how they structure the contract. If they're pushing money out, then I think it's feasible for them to do it. Now, you got to ask yourself this, okay? As the current Titan team sit right now, I believe they're going to win. They're going to win their share of games. I think, 7-8, somewhere around there, maybe 9. But it's going to
seven.
Be...
Oof.
It's going to be those close games that a guy like D-Hop can push you over the edge. The close games, the 1-3-point games, the 6-point games that you've been in for the last 2 years. 2 years ago, you were able to win those close games. And I remember Willie brought up the stat.
Yeah.
And they said this year it was going to be different. They were not going to win those close games. And what happened?
Well, through 10 games, they were.
But then the wheels fall off,
yeah.
And they couldn't win those close games. So in their
Chiefs
mind.
The Chiefs game was close. They lost that game. Oh, yeah. The Bengals game was close. Chargers game was close.
Yeah,
Raiders game was close. Giants game was close.
It might tilt the scale a little bit for mm-hmm. them in their mind in regards to the close game.
And in general, the games are close in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't see 28-point point spreads like you do in college.
Right, like this is not Alabama Mercer.
It's a salary cap. So there are tons of one-score games. Mm-hmm. And the Titans were winning way more than the average team in those games mm-hmm. for a couple of years. And there were a lot of people saying, that's going to come back around. And I think injuries were the biggest reason why it did come back around. But that's the tantalizing thing mm-hmm. about you evaluate your roster. Because you're sitting there going, hey, if you had D-Hop, this team's looking pretty good. You can talk yourself into that mm-hmm. very easily. But at the same time, it is smart to have a balanced thinking. And you have to try to decide, what is he worth? Not what he wants, but what is he worth mm-hmm. at this stage of his career? There's risk involved. I get it. And you got to, scared money can't win, all of this stuff. But you can't get too caught up in overpaying for where you are right now. Because like you said, they're all right. They're going to be okay. They're going to be in this mix. But, you could also make the argument you can win 7 with him and you can win 7 without him. Like, I don't know what he – we're not sure that he's still the D-Hop that we remember from 2 or 3 – he's a couple years removed from that. That's always a dangerous game to play with a guy his age.
I also don't know how much the Titans need him to be the D-Hop that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago. I heard Corey Curtis on with Robbie and Rexford this morning. He said, if he's 85% of what he was, I'll take that. And I would probably agree.
But at what price has to be part of that conversation?
And that's
right?
A very fair question mm-hmm. that you bring up, is the price. Because Pat Kerwin, NFL Sirius XM Radio, talked about the price for the Titans and how that might differ from the price for everybody else. And I completely disagree. But I want to get your thoughts on it and our callers and texters' thoughts on that as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. DeAndre Hopkins in Nashville for his visit. We'll keep everyone updated with any updates that may come out. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.
We'll see what they want to pay him, because it doesn't appear that if you're going ring shopping, Tennessee is the spot to go get a ring. Super Bowl ring. Obviously, as we know, Nash Vegas is the bachelorette party capital of the world. So rings have already been brought.
True.
Broadway.
I'm talking about Super Bowl rings.
And you're saying Tennessee is the place to go?
It is not the place to go shopping for a Super Bowl ring.
I must have misheard you.
No, that is not the place you want to go ring shopping.
Rich Eisen last week, Tennessee is not the place to go ring shopping. If a Super Bowl is what you want, then the Tennessee Titans are probably not your best destination. And for the most part, I would agree that if DeAndre Hopkins or any other free agent on the market is looking to win a Super Bowl, that is priority number one, you'd probably go to the Bills or the Chiefs or the Eagles or the Niners, the same teams that have kind of always been in the forefront of the conversation when we're talking about free agency. But as far as DeAndre Hopkins is concerned, I don't think that's his number one priority, because there was an offer on the table from the Kansas City Chiefs for $3 million, and he didn't want that. Because DeAndre Hopkins told Brooks Kubina of the Houston Chronicle, yeah, I'd be open to coming back to Houston. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're open to going back to Houston, then a Super Bowl probably is not your number one priority.
First of all, I have been ring shopping in Nashville before. There's a great chance. I bought the engagement ring. This was back in 1997, early 97?
Yeah, you better remember it.
I think. Well, we got married in 97. So it was either like, it was the 96-97 season basketball. Yeah. So I think it might have been January of 97. I've got to have to go back and look. But I had a great experience ring shopping in Nashville. Uh-huh. So DeAndre, I'll think about that. You know, there's a lot of
a lot of great places to go ring shopping.
Look, he knows he's not going to get any money from the ring teams, okay? He's not going to get any money from those teams. They're trying to win. They don't have that much cap space. That's not how the NFL works. Yeah. The cap is real. Jared, are you listening? When you're trying to win, you don't have room to pay $15 million to a wide receiver. I think he's trying to probe the other end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. How much are the other teams offering that might not be in that position? So what's the balance? Mm-hmm. And then he makes his decision. That's sound shopping, right? Whether you're shopping for rings or paychecks or anything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's I don't think it's necessarily the money per se. Meaning, and I say that because of this. It's Kansas City reportedly wanted to pay him $3 million. Okay, now we don't know if that was
incentives. Let's be real. That's
incentives or whatnot.
Not a good deal.
But here's the deal. When you've been making, and I'm just throwing names and numbers out there, when you've been making $17 million for the last 4 or 5 years, and somebody offers you $3 million, you're just not going to jump on it. You're not.
Exactly.
But if winning a Super Bowl was your number one priority, it is ring or bust, you would take it.
But players are not.
That's not how he's wired.
He's not wired like that. If they offered him 7 with incentives, I guarantee you he would have been in Kansas City. Or if the money was just a tad bit more than, say if it was $8 million, say we give you $7 million a sign and $1 million, base salary, but you can get incentives all the way up to 11 or 12, somewhere around there, probably more. I think he's more inclined to sign that. But if I've been making $17 million for the last 4 or 5 years, been making roughly $10 million over the course of my year, just on average, and then you offer me basically $3 million, and I'm taking home maybe $1.8 million of that, somewhere around there. That's peanuts. That's like you just want me to pay for free. You're taking advantage of the system in a sense that Arizona wants to get rid of me. You want to take me, but you want to redo the whole contract. Or when I get released, maybe there's not a lot of teams. So you want me to take this lowball contract and thinking because I do want to win a Super Bowl and you know that I'm just going to take it and run with it. No, he wants to get more fillers out there. He might end up coming doubling back to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Kansas City might up their price just a little bit more because there's a little bit more teams out there. There's more teams out there now than there was when you offered them $3 million. So if Kansas City wanted them or Buffalo wanted them, now they're thinking, okay, I know we offered them three because there was nobody out there. Now there seem to be 2, 3, 4 teams out there. Let's go up to 6 with some incentives. He may be more inclined to listen to you now than you offering me $3 million. That's just, you're basically just spitting in his face in a sense. $3 million is a lot of money. But what I'm saying
is what he's been making
on his whole career, and he still believes he can play.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's how wide receiver, that's how professional players who have excelled always think.
Exactly.
Right? We talked about Jerry Rice when he was 42. He's like, throw me the ball, man. I can still get it done.
Coach. Yeah.
He's 45, 46 years. He still thinks he can do it. I mean, that's how great competitors are wired, especially wide receivers. The Herm Edwards, it's 7-Eleven. Yeah. You're always open.
Open all the time.
I know he still thinks he can. Mm-hmm. And he's got to be burning, like we talked Friday, that OBJ got what he got.
He's not better than OBJ, but he's better than him.
So it's hard to see. $3 million. You know, I can see him saying that. So, but that is the market. Now, the good news for him is he's the only guy out there of his level, right? Yeah. Or at least potentially his level. So he can wait. He can wait. It's not like these other doors are going to close. The offer is probably going to be sitting there, and then he's going to have his choice, whatever he wants.
So, D-Mace, you're saying, let's say, you know, we heard Charles Robinson say last week that he's looking for an OBJ-esque contract, $15 million with incentives up to $18, potentially $20. You're saying that he would take a hometown discount to an extent to play for a Super Bowl caliber team.
Exactly, but it can't be a sort of a disrespectful.
I hear you. You know, I totally hear you.
Hey, here's $1 million, $2 million. Even though that is a lot of money, you can get that to me, I'll take it.
But Pat Kerwin, a SiriusXM NFL radio, alluded to kind of the opposite as far as the Titans are concerned. And that's not something that I have any interest in the Titans doing. This was Pat Kerwin.
He got a shot at this. No one thought Deshaun Watson was going to Cleveland. But when the money wasn't where he wanted it and Cleveland jumped back in with the money, maybe that's who you guys are, and maybe you're going to be the best offer. He's not coming for free, and he's going to be with you. He probably will demand more, just like Watson demanded more from Cleveland. So I think it's worth a shot to go after him, but I would not bet that he's going to go there.
And by there, he means Tennessee.
Yeah.
And basically, my interpretation of that is Pat Kerwin is saying that the Tennessee Titans are going to have to overpay for DeAndre Hopkins because they're not viewed as a Super Bowl caliber team. They basically have to overcompensate for what they do on the field with how much they pay DeAndre Hopkins. And that's what I have no interest in the Titans doing, is overpaying for him. Because Pat Kerwin references Deshaun Watson. How Cleveland basically had to give Deshaun Watson an offer that he couldn't refuse to go to Cleveland. Deshaun didn't want to go to Cleveland, but they gave him the best offer. So he said, okay, great, let's go Browns. If you're going to give me a fully guaranteed contract, then I'm in. But I think the difference between Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins is that there were several teams that were very active and very competitive in the Deshaun Watson market. I mean, the Falcons were so in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes that they pissed off Matt Ryan that he left and went to Indianapolis. The New Orleans Saints were in on Deshaun Watson. The Seattle Seahawks were in on Deshaun Watson. So much so that the Browns had no choice but to overpay for Deshaun. I don't see the DeAndre Hopkins market being as competitive, even nearly as competitive for DeAndre Hopkins than it was for Deshaun Watson. So I don't think that the Titans have to, quote unquote, overcompensate for anything.
Well, that you can't – to even bring the Deshaun Watson contract into this sort of atmosphere is wrong because he's a quarterback. This is a receiver. You're talking about a team in the Browns that would – Desperate. They were desperate. They were desperate just to be relevant again. They needed a quarterback. They needed that one essential piece to get everything started. So they were willing to overpay. They're not going to overpay, or no one's going to overpay for DeAndre Hopkins. They're just not going to do that because of where he's at in his career. Because the Titans, they don't seem that desperate. Now, they could be behind closed doors, but they haven't given off that sort of aura of desperateness. Like, we got to have him. We need to sign him by all means necessary.
Right.
But here's the thing that I think they or everyone needs to be cautious about. It has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with whether the Tennessee Titans are able to win or not. Has nothing to do with any of that. I'll tell you later.
All right, we'll get into that coming up next.
Let's do a little tease gauntlet down.
And nobody really thought about this, but people need to think.
I am intrigued.
We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You can let your mind wander on that. And then, I mean, you know, some people would say, well, gosh, if all he cares about is the paycheck or whatever, that doesn't really bother me. But is anything, like, what's your biggest red flag?
you know, I don't know DeAndre Hopkins. I've never really covered him, never really talked to him on a day-to-day basis. But guys who don't practice that much concern me. And, you know, how much do they separate themselves from the team? You know, how much do they want to be out there? I mean, that doesn't take away from his production in games. It hasn't in his career. But that always is kind of like a precursor of could there be trouble ahead in just the whole team operation. And that statement could be way off base. I don't know. I just know that as we read practice reports throughout the week, you know, there's two guys who I could count on who probably weren't going to be practicing, and they were DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones.
That was News 2's Corey Curtis on with Robbie and Rex Road this morning. Caroline Billy DeMays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And it's a fair question to ask about some of the concerns about DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. How concerning are they really? He doesn't practice. You know, maybe the culture in the locker room. But DeMays, you alluded to something that maybe we aren't talking about enough, something that you think is impactful.
Yeah, I think we just need to pay attention to it. I'm not saying that, you know, our team's really looking at it from that standpoint or not, but I think we need to really pay attention to it. 2 years ago, he ended up getting hurt. Was it a knee or a foot that he had? And ended up missing a part of the season. Mm-hmm. Then, obviously, you rehab and all this other stuff, and you're doing everything necessary to get yourself back. But then you get popped for PEDs.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence. Now, they never said what those PEDs were, but you got tested and it came up in your system. Now, the speculation about him is he can't run anymore. Well, B-Hop's never been a burner anyway, yeah. But the dude is just a flat-out baller. But that was never one of his strengths, like speed. So if you say he can't run now, I mean, he really couldn't run then either. But he has the best hands in the National Football
League. Got extendo arms.
Exactly.
And
he's just everything else he does exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. But when you have an injury and you start to get later in your years and then you get popped for PEDs, that's a red flag for me. Because to me, that's telling me you're doing something to get that edge because you know in your mind you're losing it. So you got to do all these other things to try to get that edge back. This sport is getting younger. You're getting older. You're getting slower. So a guy that's not worried about that, don't test positive for PEDs. Again, I don't know exactly what they were, mm-hmm. but he got suspended for 6 games. And then he came back, and you saw he just couldn't run. He still can catch everything, yeah. but he can't run.
His efficiency numbers were down.
Exactly. That, to me, that's a red flag. It is. Because now he has to be careful what he put in his body. And just like, and again, going to Taylor Lewan. When he got popped for popped for PEDs mm-hmm. and he got suspended. We don't know what it was. I don't know
right,
what it was.
Right.
No one ever said what it was. But there was a decline in his play after that. For whatever reason, I don't know, but there was a decline in his play. Now, we can blame it on the knee, too. Obviously, yes.
All factors.
But why did all of that start to occur? Because he started getting hurt a little bit
yes.
too often, beat up. D-Hop is the same way. So that's a caution for me. Like, do I really want to sign him? Because, one, if he get popped again, he's gone
absolutely.
For the year.
Yeah.
He is
and
gone.
And then two, is he going to be anything near what he was the previous season? The season that he got popped and had to miss 6 games.
He tore his MCL in the 2021 season.
Mm-hmm.
And that is we're
just going about a timeline.
We're looking at a timeline. And yeah. the next year is when he got nailed for the PEDs.
Exactly.
The beginning of the 22 season.
Exactly.
This is the other thing that I'm really surprised. I guess we just get excited at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. This would be an interesting story. It would be very intriguing to see how it would play out. But I'm really surprised after what happened with Julio Jones mm-hmm. And he had the reputation. He had been injured. Mm-hmm. He wasn't practicing. Mm-hmm. He was about the same age. That's not more of a, you know, 50-50 kind of thing with it. It's kind of like, all right, they might get D-Hop. Mm-hmm. You know, are we forgetting what happened? Like, well, you're making a great point. Once you get to that stage in your career, it gets harder mm-hmm. and harder and harder to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And when you start going down the road, the injuries pile up. It's not like just magically your body can recover mm-hmm. as easily. Well, it gets tougher. He would not be the first
uh-huh.
who tried to use maybe some things you shouldn't use exactly. to stay on top.
Mm-hmm. But I think what...
If that's what happened. We don't know.
Well, he got popped for something.
He got nailed.
He missed six games. He got suspended.
Well, who was the guy on the Colts who famously said, oh, you know, my wife and I I need to take fertility drugs because...
Oh, who was that?
Mathis, was that who it was? It was a pass rusher for the Colts. I mean, you can make up anything you want I got caught because... And it doesn't matter. The league's like, hey... This
you
is in your system.
For putting
That's it.
Things in your body.
You can't say I just went out to the to the mall and went to the health food store, mm-hmm. and I just happened to be in there. I didn't know how I got it. It doesn't fly.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I mean, if you look at it, it's. I think people are looking at the name D-Hop and what he has done, and I respect everything that he's done, and he's a Hall of Famer to me. Because if it's career ended right now, the kid is just a young man. Is just a baller, or he was a baller. Like, but we got to take off D Hop. We just got to remove the name. You got to remove the name and just look at what he's done the last 2 years, and then getting popped for the PED. You had an injury with the MCL. You got to take all of that into factor.
I think it may be fun, but
you got to really look into this.
You can take all of it into consideration and still look at what he was able to do in about half a season this
exactly.
past year.
And that was my
and he
argument.
Did more
yeah.
than any other Titans okay. receiver on this roster.
But.
Yes.
But let's come back to this. Let's play the game. Okay, I'm going to give you Football Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys, you can determine if Football Outsiders is out in left field. You could say that, all right? But I will give you the Football Outsiders numbers on Hopkins compared to some of the other guys on the statement of, hey, he had 717 yards. Yes, and that would have led the Titans in receiving. Mm-hmm. Yes. But if you're looking deeper into the numbers, the analytics, I will give you Football Outsiders' interpretation of what he did, and then you guys determine if there's any stock in this or not.
But that was my argument that, you know, because we talked about this, last week or the week before that? And my argument was, well, he has 700 yards. Just think had he played, you know. So I know where you're coming from. Right. I get that.
Yes.
You know?
We all do that. Uh-huh. Like, we play fantasy football. It ain't about efficiency. Mm-hmm. It's about how many passes did you catch, how many yards did you get. But analytics, the more years go by, people look at this stuff, mm-hmm. right? And they should look at this stuff.
Well, let's get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie DeMays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You said you'd keep us updated on any possibilities of adding personnel. There's a report from the NFL Network that DeAndre Hopkins is going to visit on Sunday. Is that accurate? And you're looking forward to making a pitch to him?
Well, the first thing is we want players that want to be here. You know, I think we want people that want to be here, and then we'll work through anything else. And so, you know, we brought in a bunch of different players. DeAndre will be somebody that we'll bring in next week, early next week, at the end of this week, and go through the same visit that we go through with everybody, and then start the process.
With a visit like that, like what can you pull from that visit? I mean, is it a recruiting opportunity, or like how does that benefit you?
I'm past the recruiting. I did that in college. You know, I mean, I think that again would really just want people that want to be here, and then if that works out, then you go on to the next step. So this will be pretty much it until we either sign or don't sign the next player.
He's got a reputation, Mike,
this will be if that's what you're going to ask your question about today, Paul, I'm going to give you another opportunity, but I'm going to talk about the players that are here, and when DeAndre's here, I'll visit with him, and then we'll move on when we make any other transactions from there.
That was my Mike Vrabel last week at Titans minicamp, and I think that the Titans. What?
First of all, that just cracks me up. The dynamic between Vrabel and Kowarski and some of the other ones.
And how he refuses Paul to answer going, any Paul questions.
And it was Paul, whatever, it didn't even matter what Paul was saying. Up. That's it. Not talking anymore. Paul, enough.
And when Paul, when Paul asked him about Christian Fulton, you've asked enough questions for the day. I love it. I know Paul doesn't love it very much. But look, D-Mace, you, I almost called you D-Hop. D-Mace, you bring up a very, very fair point about D-Hop, of the PEDs and the injuries and not going to practice and missing games over the last couple of years. And I get it. I hear it. I still want DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Because I can't even exaggerate how many ways he could make this team better.
All right. But I'm challenged. I'm going to challenge you on this. Okay. And you tell me how you feel after you hear this. Because D-Mace said something very important. And that is, you have to look at what you are getting now and not what you're getting with the full arc of his career, mm-hmm. right? He is a star. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones was a star. Mm-hmm. They didn't get that Julio Jones.
But I think that this situation is different.
Okay, then listen to these numbers. Okay. You tell me. Got nailed for PEDs. Mm-hmm. After that, he had 717 yards.
Yep.
But efficiency-wise, okay, this is Football Outsiders. Value over average. He ranked 71st among all qualified receivers. There were 85 qualified receivers, and that means receivers that were thrown at least 50 passes. These are wide receivers, mm-hmm. not tight ends, not running backs.
Yeah.
Wide receivers, 71st out of 85.
What does value over average mean?
Well, average would be zero. That's what you get. The average receiver is zero.
Okay.
He was 11% plus below average. And it goes into everything that you do. You know, how many passes are you thrown? How many catches do you make? How many yards for those catches? They put when do those catches happen? Mm-hmm. How many drops? All of those things. Now, you might sit there and say, look, man, Arizona was a train wreck. And that's true. Kyler Murray was a mess. Kyler Murray got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then, so DeAndre Hopkins.
Kingsbury got fired.
We have a lot of reasons to say, well, maybe there's more to it than just he's not the same guy since coming back from PEDs. 71st. Now, last year, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, 61st. And value over average.
That's all I need to know.
Traylon Burks.
That is all I need to know.
56. Chris Moore. Who now the Titans have 62nd. So I'm just giving you perspective on this. Now, DeAndre Hopkins, you're saying, well, these numbers just don't tell me who DeAndre Hopkins is. Well, let's look at before he hurt his knee. Mm-hmm. 2021, 19th. 2020, 19th. 2019, 17th. 2018, 2nd. 2017, 4th. Same metrics, mm-hmm. same type of numbers. And he goes all the way down to 70. Now, is that just coincidence? Now, I would have to say, if you're an optimist at all, he should bounce back and be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But there are caution flags out here, is all I'm saying. Just like there were caution flags with Julio. So I think you are saying the smart thing, Derek, and you have to take the name mm-hmm. and the glitz and the glitter away and look at what he is now. And decide what is that worth.
And that's what I had to do this weekend, because my thing is I am a fan of D-Hop. Mm-hmm. Seen him play, watched him play, stood on one sideline while he stood on the other. This guy, he can play, flat out play. Well, he still can play. But his role, his impact on the game and with his team was much different then. Mm-hmm. Now you got to be cautious. You got to be very cautious if you do sign him, because I don't think those numbers are going to – he's not going to go from 70th to 20th. I don't believe. Now, it could happen. I don't believe. Because any team he goes to, he's not the number one guy. He's not going to be the number one guy. And here's the part that people got to start thinking about. And I said this earlier, it was brought up. He was never a burner. He's never a speed guy. After the MCL, you get popped for PEDs. You look much different after six games. You come back. Now you can say, well, he's been off, so he had to work the rust out. And it's probably true. But you didn't look like the same guy from a movement standpoint. You still gonna catch the ball. But it's now it's harder because now the coverage is tighter. Now guys don't respect your ability to get down the field. So what are they going to do? They're going to sit on everything. Now it makes those catches that you were routinely making back in the days, it makes them harder because guys know you can't run by them. And you might not have that lateral quickness anymore that you had. Like, your lateral quickness and movement was superior to go along with your hands. You didn't need the speed. Now, you don't have that lateral movement anymore. You don't have that quick twitch muscle. It's not like it used to be. So, it's going to be even harder for you to get open. So, I don't see his efficiency going up to where we're going to sit back and say, oh my goodness, he went from 70th to 30th? No, it's not going to be that way. He's going to hover around that. And if he doesn't get, see, with Arizona, he got the targets. Mm-hmm. He got the targets.
96.
I think he averaged, what, 10 targets. Yards a catch, what, 11 games? Yards a catch?
Something like that.
He missed all those games, and he still had 96 targets. That's,
he's not going to get targeted
he should get
like
yards.
That. He's not going to get targeted like that. So you got to look at him, where he's at as a player, what he can give you as a player, and knowing that he's not – He may end up being your third option, which in this game you need three options.
Yeah.
Probably four.
Right now going your third option is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I'll take D-Hop over NWI.
He rated higher. NWI rated higher.
But I don't need efficiency. That to tell me that Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is a better option than D-Hop.
Right now.
But he was more efficient. Okay, it just shows you how inefficient Hopkins was.
I'm going to go out on a line and say this.
But I would rather have DeAndre Hopkins than Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. And I don't think that's
you
a crazy
rather have
take
the name. No. You rather have the name D-Hop.
But one costs X, the other costs Y.
DeAndre Hopkins is a better player than Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yes, but you're going to have to pay him all this money. That's how much are you going to pay?
And you will be a better team because of it. If you don't want to pay the money, and I don't know exactly what it would be, and if the Titans didn't give an attractive enough offer to DeAndre Hopkins that he turned away and said, I'm good, I'll go to New England, then that's fine. Then the Titans aren't overpaying or valuing DeAndre Hopkins higher than they think that he is. I'm totally fine with that.
Okay, here's the deal with that.
But he is a better player than any other option that you have right now, maybe other than Treylon Burks.
I don't think he's better.
He makes your team better.
I don't think he's and again, I am talking about right now.
Yes,
I'm
right
not talking
now,
about
still,
I'm not talking
he
about his
still
career.
Is better than Nick
his career
or Chris Moore.
No, he's
or
not.
Kyle Phillips.
He's not better than at this particular time in his career. He's not better than Chris Moore. He's not. He may be on the same plane as Chris Moore right now. Right as
Why?
We speak right now,
how
because
that's
how?
What the numbers say.
He's lost it. He's lost a lot of it. He's going to catch the ball for you. It's just going to happen.
Then why is that a bad thing?
But as far as being that
who
game,
who else is going to catch the ball?
As far as being that game breaker, here's what we got to understand in this whole little thing. Right now, Treylon Burks is your one. Chris Moore is your two. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is your three. The Titans are not rushing out to get wide receivers or trying to sign every wide receiver that has a name because they believe that in their system, adding Chris Moore, a younger version, a younger guy, that now is starting to come on. He's figured it out. He's gotten some playing time. I know this. I've been there. Right where Chris Moore is at? I've been there. Now he's gotten some time. Before, he wasn't getting the playing time. Now he got the playing time, and he's showing people, I can play. Titans sign him. They got Treylon Burks and Chris Moore, your 1-2. Chris Moore, if this offense, as we believe, with Tim Kelly throwing some new wrinkles in here, if this offense is going to thrive, which I think it should, if guys stay healthy, it should, Chris Moore will be a great acquisition for this team. He's going to be a guy. I go back to, who did they pick up? Gosh, Nate Washington.
Okay.
But Nate had more of a, Nate had played a while. Nate was in Pittsburgh, yep. Won a Super Bowl. Nate had established himself. So him coming here, he was like the number one guy, and he showed it. He balled. Chris Moore is going to be sort of in that same thing. I'm not saying he's going to get 1,000 yards, but he's going to – this is going – people are going to look back at this signing and say, wow, they really got their money's worth for Chris Moore. He's going to be a player. He's going to make – if they don't sign D-Hop, say D-Hop goes somewhere else. Uh-huh. Once the season gets going, you're going to forget about D-Hop because this guy, if he stays healthy, I don't know his history with injuries, but if he stays healthy, he's going to build upon what he did last year because now he has confidence. Now he knows he can play in this game. He knows he can go out there and get the numbers. He's going to be their second guy behind Treylon Burks. He's going to be the second pass catcher behind Treylon Burks.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he is going to be a game changer or he's going to have
a Treylon Burks is a game changer. He's going to have a he's going
to
have a
he's second to he's going to have Burks,
seven he's
going to
have in between 750 and 800 if he doesn't get injured.
You think that?
Because I think this offense is going to pick up if these guys stay healthy. I don't know how many games the Titans are going to win, but I tell you one thing. If that offensive line, as we believe it, they've gotten better just by the name. They've gotten better. They were better than last year. So they've gotten better than what they were last year. If this team holds up with the new wrinkles that Tim Kelly's thrown in, Treylon Burks will have over 1,000 yards if he stays healthy. I'm proclaiming this right now. Treylon Burks will have over 1,000 yards. Chinkonkwo will have anywhere between 6 and 750. And then Chris Moore will be a 700 to 800-yard receivers with 5-6 touchdowns.
Which is what D-Hop was last year playing in nine games.
But he's not going to be that this year.
How do we know that? Chris Moore has never had more than 550
yards
in his career.
History is telling me.
History has told me that Chris Moore is not going to be an 800-yard receiver.
But why? Why? Why wasn't he?
Because he's never done it before.
Why? But why? Because he wasn't really playing, right?
Well, if he's not playing, he might not be very good.
But now, I wasn't playing for 3 years.
He's 29.
No, I wasn't playing
for
3 years. I know. I wasn't playing
He's
for damn
the
3 years.
He's been in the league since 2016.
Exactly.
My freshman year of college.
But did he ever get an opportunity like he got last year with Houston? That last year, he didn't.
And the opportunity he got last year in Houston, he had 540.
Absolutely. On a bad team. A horrible team.
His efficiency was better.
Chris Moore over DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm just saying, the players right now, we're saying he's better, like D-Hop is like light years better than Chris Moore. His career is, yes. I'm not going to argue that. The man's a Hall of Famer. But right now, we got to look at right now. Nobody wants to look at like right now.
Let's continue the conversation coming up next. And we'll get to your phones on it as well because the people have spoken. We'll get back into the conversation. I think that Derek Mason is off his rocker. I think he is crazy. We'll get into the conversation coming up next. Caroline Millie-Dumais, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.